Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church, and this is our 1 p.m. Spirit and Truth worship service. Praise God. We are the bride that is on fire, and this is where the Bible come alive before your very eyes. Hallelujah, Jesus. All you have to do is bring your faith in Christ. Bring your expectation, amen, and your anticipation, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, God. Glory to your name, God. We want to give you a moment. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. That you may greet your Abba Father. Hallelujah. That you may bless his holy name. Hallelujah. That you may lift him up. May the redeemed of the Lord on the line today say so. May you open up your mouth and let your voice be heard in glory. Come on and praise his name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on and lift him up. Hallelujah. He's inhabiting your praise right now.
Hallelujah.
He's working on your behalf right now. Hallelujah. He's moving.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Oh, glory, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, glory. Oh, glory. Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, glory to
God. Oh, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I didn't just see the Lord when victory's in my life. Hallelujah. But I saw the victory of God manifest. Hallelujah. In the lives of my spiritual children, of my children. Hallelujah, Jesus, and those. Hallelujah. That God has raised me up to intercede for. Praise God. I have seen his victory. My eyes have seen the glory of the Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
And even when the enemy thought he was going to sift you like we. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
Raised me up to pray. Hallelujah. Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Abba Father. Oh, we reverence you on today, for you have been better than good. You have been better to us than we have ever been to ourselves, oh God. And we give you glory, we give you praise, and we give you honor, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, oh God. We commend unto you this service. We commend unto you, oh God, every soul that soweth not robbery to be present, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, we give it unto you, and whatever it is that you have prepared for your people on today, we thank you for the release without measure. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for the stirring in their heart.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for the renewing and the refreshing of their joy. Oh God, we thank you. Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Jesus. Oh,
hallelujah.
Glory to your name.
Hallelujah, glory to God.
Oh, yes,
God,
we lift you.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. They stand before you with everything that is within them, oh God. With their children, with their ministry,
hallelujah,
with their
glory.
Businesses, oh God. Hallelujah, that you may bless it all. Hallelujah, Jesus. Every creator, every creature, You are the Father that gives good gifts. The Father of life. Oh, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And it is so. And it is so. And it is so.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, I thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. And it is so. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God's name. Hallelujah. Beloved, hallelujah. He is worthy of your praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Jesus, oh, glory to your name, God. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. We come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in, hallelujah, his holy word. Hallelujah, and he has not failed us yet. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, oh, God. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We surrender this day. Our minds, our heart, our spirit, our will. That our will be wrapped up and tied up in your will. That only your will be at work, oh God. Hallelujah. In our lives, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. We surrender our will now. It is our will that is bowing down and surrendering even now in the name of Jesus by the blood. Oh God, let your will be the only will at work in the lives of your people. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Beloved, on today, hallelujah, we have the honor to salute in the Father of Fathers. Hallelujah, the only great example of what a father really should be. Hallelujah, Jesus. The scriptures testify, hallelujah, of our eternal Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. There was a time when I was raising my children alone. Praise God, hallelujah. And I used to get messages from people that would tell me, Happy Father's Day, hallelujah. And in return, I would say, Thank you. Praise God, hallelujah. But one day I got a revelation, hallelujah. And this revelation set me on the straight and narrow road, hallelujah. And God said, You are not a father, neither did I call you to be a father. But He said, Hallelujah, I have made you a mother, I have made you a nurturer, hallelujah. And He said, and in the absence of the Father, I have been the father to the fatherless. Praise God that it has been my might and my strength and my rearing and my teaching. Hallelujah. That has been present all along. He said, give me my glory. Give me my glory. Hallelujah. Not in the spiritual sense or the natural sense can a woman ever be a father. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. But we have a help from on high. Hallelujah. You have to give your help to glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. He will lead you. He will guide you. He will equip and qualify you. He will give you the provision that is needed. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, let those kids not go hungry or be begging for bread. Hallelujah, Jesus. He will give you an insight and a foresight. Hallelujah, things that you know not of. He will begin to show you things and visions. Tell you where your children are. He'll give you a praying spirit. He'll make you prophesy. their purpose and their destiny. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Abba Father. Abba Father. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give him his glory. Give him his glory. He was always a present. When your mother and father abandoned you and forsook you, he was a parent. When you were able to reach your spiritual mother and father, you were able to reach him. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. You ought to give him glory. You ought to give him praise. You ought to give him honor. Be worthy. Hallelujah, Jesus. He is God. Hallelujah. He is our only example of a father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
From that day forward, when people say Happy Father's Day to me, I said, I am not a father. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I know him that is. Hallelujah. Him that said, I look low. I know my provision. I know him that stepped in. Hallelujah. I know him that gave me the grace that I would not have had. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, how did you work all of those jobs by the grace of God? How did you make, hallelujah, my God, every school event, hallelujah, after school event and other, by the grace, by the provision of God, hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. That's why I cry, Abba, Father, I belong to you. I belong to you, hallelujah. I belong to you, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, God. I belong to you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Know that he is the Father of life, and he only give good gifts. And he only give good gifts. And he only give give good gifts. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He has shifted your atmosphere. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, your Father is present with the very purpose to bless you, with the very purpose to lift up your head, with the very purpose, hallelujah, to be your burden bearer and your heavy load sharer. Hallelujah, your Father is present. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory to his name. He is present. He is present. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, 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 glory.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, hallelujah, as we move on in the service on today, we want you to be able to enjoy your time with your family today. So I'm going to ask that you turn with me to 2 Samuel chapter 6. 2 Samuel. Chapter 6. He's such a good God. I can feel him moving in my heart. Hallelujah. He is a wonder to my soul. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
He is a wonder to my soul. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Samuel chapter 6. Hallelujah. Our concentration is going to be verses 11 and 15, so we're going to read all of it that you can get an understanding. We want to start at verse 1, and I'm going to read the word of God into your hearing, and this word is going to build your faith. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Again, David gathered together all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000,
And David arose and went with all the people that were with him from Baal of Judah to bring up from thence the ark of God, whose name is called by the name of the Lord of hosts that dwelleth between the cherubims. And they set the ark of God upon a new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinadab that was in Gibeah. And Uzzah and Ahiah, the sons of Abinadab, drave the new cart. And they brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was at Gibeah, accompanying the cart of God. And Ahiah went before the ark. And David and all the house of Israel played before the Lord on all manner of instruments made of fir, wood, even on harps and on psalteries and on timbrels and on cornets and on cymbals. And when they came to Nacon's threshing floor, Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen shook it. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and God smote him therefore his error. And there he died by the ark of God. And David was displeased because the Lord had made a breach upon Uzzah. And he called the name of the place Peruzah to this day. And David was afraid of the Lord that day and said, how shall the ark of the Lord come to me? Beloved, all of us should be asking that question. The ark of the Lord was a representation of the very presence of God. How can the presence of the Lord come to me? Amen. Praise God. And the only way that we can have the presence of the Lord take up residence with us or in us is by way of faith in Christ and his finished work at the cross. Amen. Beloved, this is why I tell you to keep the faith. You keep your faith in that death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. The Holy Spirit, the presence of God, is always with you. Amen. The Ark of the Covenant is always with you. Praise God. This is what we want. We want the presence of God. Amen. We want the presence of the Father. We want the presence of the Almighty. How can we get the presence of God to be with us? How do we stir up the presence of God? Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, beloved, amen. You stir him up, amen, with your praise. You stir him up when you lift him up. You stir him up when you worship him. You stir him up when you read the word. How do we get the presence of God? Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. Hallelujah. Keep on believing. Keep on pressing in Christ. Praise God. This is how we get the presence of the Lord to come unto us. Amen. Hallelujah. So I want you to remember that. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because when God arrives, all of his enemies are scattered. I said that when God arrives, hallelujah, you ain't got to worry about fighting the enemy. Because when he shows up, hallelujah, Jesus. When Jesus was on the scene, the demons cried out, why do you come to torment us, son of David? Hallelujah, Jesus. When God shows up, hallelujah, all of his enemies are scattered. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
So
amen.
How can we get the presence of the Lord, the Ark of the Covenant, to come to us? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to continue to read. So David would not remove the ark of the Lord unto him into the city of David, but David carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. Amen. And the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. And it was told King David, saying, the Lord have blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertaineth unto him because of the ark of God. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with gladness. Amen. And it was so that when they that bear the ark of the Lord had gone
cases. He sacrificed oxen and fatlings, amen. And David danced before the Lord with all of his might. And David was girded with the linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michael's Saul's daughter looked through a window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. Amen. And so, beloved, it's something, amen, that is amazing about your praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, because we know that we are in the presence of the Lord. Praise God. I don't want to go too fast. Let us just go back just a little bit. But you don't have to make no excuse to praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. You ought to praise him because you know him. Hallelujah. You ought to praise him because you know that he is present, that you have his presence. Those that may be in your company may not have the presence of the Lord in their atmosphere. They may not have the presence of the Lord lives in their spirit. My God, in their heart, hallelujah, but you do. You know that he is present with you. Praise God, hallelujah. But I want to go back to verse 11. And it said, and the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his house. Oh, where the presence of the Lord is, there is a blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Where the presence of the Lord abide. Hallelujah. Why are you not walking and talking blessed? Why are you not proclaiming the blessing of the Lord upon your life? For it is the blessing of the Lord. It didn't say blessings with an S. It is the blessing of the Lord that makes you rich and add no sorrow. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. When you come to know the blessing of the Lord is the very presence of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Bible says that someone told David, who was afraid of the presence, because God touch you, hallelujah, Jesus, because they carry the cart, the presence of the Lord. Beloved, God has not changed. He's the same God yesterday, today and forevermore. Hallelujah, Jesus. And in the presence of the Lord, it's impossible for you not to be blessed. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is saying that he is in you, and you are in him, and Christ is in you, and that you are blessed. Hallelujah, Jesus. Whatever it is that you need, if you open up your mouth this day and bless him for it, whatever it is, hallelujah, Jesus. I remember, my God, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, God. It was falling unbound in the prison, praise God. And when they begin to praise God, hallelujah, Jesus, the Bible says that the shackles that bound them fell off, hallelujah.
Lord,
and
hallelujah.
The prison that kept them bound, the doors began to open, hallelujah, Jesus. I don't know what your prison is today, hallelujah, but when you open up your mouth and bless God today, the shackle has to fall, even off your mind, off your heart, off your ankles, hallelujah, Jesus. The prison must let you go, because I know that Jesus, he took captivity captive. Hallelujah, Jesus. Open up your mouth this day and receive the blessing of the Lord. Open up your mouth by faith and receive the blessing of the Lord. For it is the blessing of the Lord that maketh you rich and addeth no sorrow. For David knew, hallelujah, Jesus, about how Obed-Edom, and not just him, but the Bible said, and his whole household was blessed because of the presence of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, you have to know that your children are blessed because you got the presence. Hallelujah, Jesus. You have to know that they are protected because you got the presence. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, God. And that's why we lift him up. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because this is a generational thing. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, God. So David, hallelujah, Jesus, even though he did not know how to carry, hallelujah, and get the presence of the Lord the first time, hallelujah, Jesus, my God, hallelujah, he knew, hallelujah, it's impossible for us to walk in the presence of the Lord, hallelujah. He walked with us and he talked with us. Hallelujah. Oh, glory God. Hallelujah. When we are walking by faith, we are walking in his presence. Hallelujah. We are in his shadow. We are in his shoes. But David knew how to offer sacrifice and how to praise every six paces. David knew that in the presence of the Lord that there is rejoicing. David knew. When you know that you're in his presence, you can't help but rejoice. You can't help but praise. You can't help but give up glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is the blessing of the Lord. Oh, Kobo Sikiando, that maketh you rich. Oh, Kobo Sandia, spiritually rich. And it addeth no sorrow to it. Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah. Oh, Kobo Sandere. You have to believe that you have the blessing of the Lord. It's by faith. He did not leave us orphans when Jesus went away. He said, I will not leave you an orphan. Oh, Kobo Abba Father, Kidiande. An orphan is one without parents. Hallelujah, Jesus. He says, I will not leave you orphan. Hallelujah. But I will send you another comforter. Hallelujah, Jesus. He said, I will come to you. Praise God. Take up residence with you. And that I will be with you always. Let your faith be in that. Hallelujah. Oh, glory God. Hallelujah. You have to know how to stir up the presence of the Lord that is within you. He inhabits. The praises of his people. Hallelujah. He said his spirit inhabits. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God, my God. The praises. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah. Of his people. Hallelujah, Jesus. Something about when the church prays. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It moves the presence of God. It's something about when the church worships. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. You have to know the authority. Hallelujah. Given unto you, praise God, from your Father. Hallelujah. Beloved, receive the blessing of the Lord. For this day the kingdom of God has visited you. Hallelujah. He has taken up residence with you. Hallelujah. And rejoice. And rejoice. And rejoice. Hallelujah. Come on and lift him up. Come on and tell him thank you and rejoice. Hallelujah. And rejoice. Open up your mouth and say, thank you. Receive your provision. Receive your provision. Receive the blessing of the Lord. Receive the blessing of the Lord. Receive the blessing of the Lord. Receive the outpouring of the Spirit. Receive the outpouring. Receive the quickening of God. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Be ye quickened in the name of Jesus. Be ye refreshed. Sometimes you know not what you need, but the presence of the Lord knows.
Oh, glory.
In the name of Jesus, be ye mighty and able, not on wings as of eagles. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name. Your joy is being restored. Your peace is being restored. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive another level of glory. Are you unstoppable now? Because there's another level of glory. There's another level of favor. There's another level of mercy. The glory of God. Hallelujah. People want houses and cars and diamonds, but just give me the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just give me the glory. They want brick and mortar builders, God, but if you just give me the glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Let me work your glory. Hallelujah. Let your glory work in me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The glory. The glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your provision upon your people. The blessing that maketh them rich. The blessing is not blessings. It's not blessings. There's no S on it. It's the blessing. He gave you what you needed that makes you rich and no sorrow. He gave you his presence. It is the blessing of the Lord. It is the blessing. It is the blessing. He blessed you when he gave you his presence. Hallelujah, Jesus. He blessed you. He empowered you. He gave you dominion. He gave you authority. Hallelujah. The blessing. Oh, may those that have ears hear what the Spirit is saying. Hear it with your spiritual ear. The blessing. Oh, glory, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, Kuriyan de Rebosa. You got a gift and you don't know what you have. Ka ba 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 ba. Unlock the gift. Unlock the gift. Unwrap the box. Unlock it with your faith. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, there's another provision for you. There is another provision. There is another. There is another. And there is another. And there is another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For Jesus is the gift that just keep on giving. There is another. And there is another. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. There is another. And there is another. For he is the gift that just keep on giving. Hallelujah, Jesus. To those of you that are on the line that do not know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, we offer you the gift of God. The gift of God is the gift of Christ. Christ is the gift of eternal life. Hallelujah. All you have to do is believe, hallelujah, on his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Hallelujah. All you have to do is believe that he died for your sins, that he is appropriator for your sins. That's all you have to do is believe that he is Lord and that he resurrected. That's all you have to do. All God is asking you to do is believe in his plan for salvation. Whosoever, let him come. Whosoever, believe, just say, I believe. Just say, I believe. Just say, it's me. I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe. You're not talking to me. You're talking to God. You're talking directly to the Creator. You're talking to the Creator. Repent of your sins. Tell him you believe. Hallelujah, Jesus. Open up your gate. Hallelujah. And let the King of Glory in. Let the King of Glory. Let the King of Glory in your heart. Let him in. 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 Hallelujah. Is in your believing, hallelujah. Is in your believing, hallelujah. Is in your believing. Amen. I'm going to walk you through the sinner's prayer, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Here I am, a sinner in my sins. Come into my heart. I believe you died for my sins. I believe that you are Lord. And I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I believe that you resurrected. Hallelujah. And I will serve you the balance of my days. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we commend every proselyte, every new believer unto you, even now, O God. Everyone that was backslidden, that had repented, O God, we commit them unto you, O God, that you may finish the good work that you started. Satan, now is the hand of God. It is the Lord that rebuke you. It's the hand of God that binds you. And it's the blood of Jesus that is working against you. We come up against every work of evil, every work of darkness. And we command you to loose their mind, body, soul, and their spirit. Hallelujah. We come up against your trespass now. And we command you to walk in dry places. By the authority and the anointing and the unction of my voice, loose your hold. Walk in dry places now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, those of you that have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you're no longer sin, a man, woman, boy, or girl, but you are the righteousness of God. Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Spices Ministry, amen, Kingdom Living Fellowship, we're here, amen, dedicated, amen, hallelujah, as we are graced to, amen, according to the grace of God that is on our lives, amen, to be able to teach you, pray with you, amen, how you ought to live this new life in Christ, amen, that you could come to get to know your Lord and Savior, amen. So we ask that you reach out to us, let us know who you are, amen, join us in Bible studies on Wednesday night, at 8 o'clock p.m. via the same conference line. You can even join us in prayer on Monday night at 8 p.m., Tuesday morning at 5 a.m., amen, and Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Beloved, there's an additional prayer Tuesday night at 8 p.m. by Kingdom Living Fellowship, amen. This way you could be in prayer, amen, another service, praise God, that it can encourage you, praise God, and help you be strengthened in the Lord, amen. Praise God. And so
Yes, yes, we just thank God for what it is that he has done, what he has done, amen, in the lives of his people on today. For those of you that God has pressed upon your heart by faith to give, amen, hallelujah, the tithes and your offering belong unto the Lord, amen. Praise God. So, Father, we thank you for your people, oh God. We thank you for how you're moving upon a heart to give even now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And even as they're giving, we proclaim your blessing upon them in the name of Jesus, that you will bless them mightily according to your word that you have already bred, that you have already spoken, is becoming life for them now as I breathe it. In the name of Jesus, that you have rebuked the devourer for they say, that you have opened up the windows of heaven and poured them out blessings, that they have no room to store up in Jesus' name. Receive the blessing of the Lord. Amen. And Father, we commend this offering unto you even now, O God, that you may bless it and multiply it, and that you may lead us on how to use it in the name of Jesus. So, beloved, your giving should go to $CSDC12 via the Cash App, on the website www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com, via PayPal at cornerstonedeliverancechurch@gmail.com. If God has moved you to put a seed on assignment, you could give your seed that way as well. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to his name. I believe that Prophetess Margaret Kavanaugh is on the line. Beloved, I want you to know that the second week in July, amen, I will be speaking, amen, at a church down here in Edenton, North Carolina, amen. It's a Wednesday, and it's at 7 o'clock p.m., Wednesday, 7 o'clock p.m. For those of you that are in the region, amen, we want you to come on out, amen, that you may be blessed, amen. Hallelujah, that you too may be blessed and that you may hear the word of the Lord. The name of the church is Praise Temple Outreach Ministry, and it's at 700 Drummond Road in Edenton, North Carolina, 27932. And that date is Wednesday, July 14th. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And if I'm not mistaken, this is a seminar, amen, on marriage and singlehood, amen, and relationship, amen, praise God. And so, amen, as the Holy Spirit, amen, impress upon me, amen, I will release, praise God, amen. But we wanted you to know that you, if you desire to be present, come on out, come on down, come on up, amen, and be present, amen, because I believe that there shall be an outpouring of the Spirit, that there is a provision for God's people. God did not mean for us to be alone. He said it's not good for man to be alone. Praise God. And so even when Adam was in God's presence, amen, had fellowship with God and had fellowship with all the other creation in the earth, amen, God saw it suitable for Adam to have a helpmate. Praise God. Amen. But God did say that his provision comes to fulfill his purpose and plan for your life. Amen. The devil comes to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. God didn't send him, amen, hallelujah, or her, hallelujah, to come to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. Hallelujah. But the provision of the Lord comes to be a helpmate, amen. The provision of the Lord comes to be a covering and to provide, amen. Hallelujah, amen. To teach, amen, hallelujah, to uplift, amen, to encourage. That's how the provision of the Lord comes, praise God. So we want to teach you your seasons and how to be able to discern the provision of the Lord. People come into your life for two reasons, to bless you or curse you. To bless you or curse you. You're supposed to be able to discern the difference. If they are the provision of the Lord, they come in with correction, instruction, maybe a rebuke, and some. They're going to add value to your life. But there are those that are nemesis, like we learned that word in Sunday school, a nemesis. Amen. And their mission is for your downfall. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so you don't want to marry the nemesis, praise God. You don't want to be in relationship with the nemesis, amen. The nemesis is not your brother or your sister, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The nemesis is an enemy, praise God. Hallelujah. So we want to train you up and give you biblical principles. So those of you that have the heart of mind to be present. Amen. You want to come down from New York, come up from Georgia, however it is that God is leading you to do. Amen. Just come on. Amen. That you can be blessed. So I will be there on the 14th. Is that the 14th I said? Is that Wednesday the 14th?
Yes.
Praise God. Let me just look at the calendar again because I just want to make sure that I'm giving you the right date. As a matter of fact, that's Wednesday the 14th, and then on the 15th, I will be headed to New York, praise God. Hallelujah. And so, you know, I just thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. So those of you that may be coming down from New York and you need to ride back to New York, I am driving back to New York, but I'm leaving out on the 15th early that morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so I just wanted to extend that to you. I have room for 7. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so I just want to, amen, reinforce the blessing of the Lord over your life that has come forth through this service. Beloved, you have the presence of the Lord. You have everything that you need. Let your faith unwrap him, every provision. Hallelujah. And rejoice. And rejoice. Get your knowing and rejoice. Hallelujah. Amen. Know that you could just, listen, you ain't got to apologize for your praise. You could be anywhere and break out in the praise. Hallelujah. Anywhere, because you know that the presence of the Lord is with you. Amen. Praise God. The world might think you crazy. We are strange, says the Bible, a peculiar people. Praise God. In character and in deed, very peculiar. Amen. And in conversation. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Not like the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Held to a higher standard in God. So I just want to say to the fathers that are on the line, happy blessed Father's Day. And may our Father in heaven, our Abba Father, be your greatest example of what it is to be a father. Praise God. Amen. A father that will lead his family, amen, and his church, amen, into truth and righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. On the straight and narrow path into the presence of God, and that will always point you to Christ. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. That will constantly point you to the Christ, his finished work at the cross. Amen. Hallelujah. So we pray a blessing upon every father. We pray more grace and more glory upon your life. Amen. Especially kingdom fathers. Amen. And for those that are not kingdom, their salvation, sanctification, and holiness, that shall be your portion, that you will come to know the Father of fathers, amen, that you will come to know him as your Father, amen. And to the women that are on the line that have the grace of God upon their life, amen, hallelujah, give God the glory, amen, because he has been the Father, amen. He has been picking up the slack. Remember to give him the glory. Hallelujah. You are not alone. People will look at you, and because he's invisible, they will think that you are alone. You are not alone. Let every assignment that you take, even the raising of your family, do it in Jesus' name. Any battle that comes up against you, amen, while you are on that assignment, amen, step into that battle in the name of Jesus, knowing that the battle is not yours, but that it is the Lord, amen, and give him glory, hallelujah. Give him glory. So I know that your focus has been shifted. Amen. I want to release the line, amen, to Prophetess Margaret Kavanaugh, that she may close us out in prayer, beloved. Hallelujah. Just hold on to the provision and the revelation that God has given you on today, because you can't do nothing but win, hallelujah, with that revelation. Amen. With revelation comes authority. When God gives you revelation, he also gives you authority. Amen. Praise God. And you are blessed. And you are blessed. Prophetess Margaret Kavanaugh, please close us out in prayer. Sister Tamar Williams, please close us out in prayer.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just ask that you would bless everybody on the line, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and that the word would reach deeply in our soul, Lord God, in the soil of our souls, Lord God, and produce what you want, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would get close to you, that we would receive the glory and the presence of the Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we would feel your presence even more and grow deeper in your presence, Lord. Grow deeper in the feeling of your presence and the knowledge of you, Lord God. And we would know that we're never alone, but that we always have you, Lord God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And that we would break down into praise everywhere, Lord God, in Jesus' name, and anywhere, Lord God, in Jesus' name, giving you the glory, that we would realize that you're there with us all the time. Lord, and we would know your presence, feel your presence, and give you the glory. I ask that you bless everyone on the line. If there's any fathers, you bless the fathers, Lord God, in Jesus' name. You give Apostle Asia a safe trip, Lord God, to Carol, to Edenton, Lord God, in Jesus' name. We bless the seminar. We bless everybody on the line. Bless their week, Father God. Bless their day, Father God, in Jesus' name. And again, that we would eat of your word, Lord God. We would step into your presence, Lord God, and draw closer to you, because if we draw close to you, you draw closer to us, Lord, and give you the glory. And we would receive this next level of glory, to the glory of your name. I ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Agape love, beloved, let us go in peace and serve the Lord.